You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Amid a shortage of vaccine doses being reported from some states, here's some good news. The production of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine will start at the Serum Institute of India in September, and they intend to produce over 300 million doses in India per year. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic and vaccination from India and around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 13th. India reported a little under 33,000 cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. This daily case count is the lowest in almost 4 months. The daily death toll, however, has witnessed an uptick as today's figure was above 2,000 after it remained below 1,000 for 2 days in a row. But this sudden rise in fatalities was recorded since Madhya Pradesh reported a backlog of over 1,400 deaths in the state. Meanwhile, the situation in the northeast seems to be a little worrying as 4 states, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, have reported a rise in active cases. In this regard, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also chaired a review meeting today with chief ministers of northeastern states. He noted that the COVID situation is worrisome in some districts of the northeastern part of the country and called for greater cooperation to prevent a potential third wave of the pandemic. Moving on, I'm sure all of us have seen photographs from overcrowded hill stations doing the rounds on social media. The PM today called it a matter of concern. Modi said, and I quote, "In hill stations, people are not following COVID norms. I'm worried to see the rush and people without masks. The third wave will come when we invite it. This is not the time to enjoy," unquote. Next up is an update from where the virus spread in India started. A woman medico, who was India's first COVID case, has tested positive for the virus again. Her RT-PCR is positive, while the antigen is negative. Health authorities in Thrissur have said that she's asymptomatic. The doctors have said that the woman is presently at home and she's okay. It was on January 30th last year that the third-year medical student from Wuhan University tested positive and became the country's first COVID-19 patient. This was days after she returned home following the semester holidays. Moving on, here's an update on the production of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine in India. Serum Institute of India and Russian Direct Investment Fund have partnered to produce the Sputnik V vaccine from September. They intend to produce over 300 million doses in India per year. The Russian vaccine maker has said that India will manufacture more than 50% of all Sputnik vaccines administered around the world. Moreover, the RDIF CEO said they'll also try to fast-track the approval of Sputnik Lite in India. He said it can be an important booster shot and can be combined with the Covishield vaccine. Now, a look at pandemic news on the global front. Germany is wary of reopening, even as England is preparing to lift curbs. German officials said that coronavirus measures should be maintained until more of the population has been vaccinated. In fact, one official called England's plan to lift most restrictions despite the Delta variant a highly risky experiment. This comes as England will become, from July 19th, the first part of the United Kingdom to lift the legal requirement to wear masks and maintain social distance. Meanwhile, in France, people are rushing to vaccination centers. More than 9 lakh people rushed to set up appointments to get vaccinated last night after the president warned that people would see curbs imposed on them if they did not have a health pass that either covered a vaccine or negative COVID test. In the US, meanwhile, regulators have added a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine about links to a rare and potentially dangerous neurological reaction. But they said that it's not yet entirely clear that the shot caused the problem. the Food and Drug Administration announced the new warning flagging reports of an immune disorder that can cause muscle weakness and occasionally paralysis. Health officials have described the side effect as a small possible risk for those getting the shot. The action comes after the FDA and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reviewed reports of about 100 people developing the syndrome after receiving the one-dose vaccine. Almost all of them were hospitalized and one person died. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.